Hello, my name is Maite. I'm a CSM student in IFS, and today I will be presenting my alternative book ending for Scartown. I look at the crowd, and suddenly I can see a familiar face. It was my dad. At least, I thought it was. But it was impossible. How could he be at his own funeral? I didn't understand, so after my speech, I quickly called my mom to come in me and see the mysterious person. She didn't understand since she didn't see him. But when we got closer, she saw him too. It was definitely him. I ran faster than I ever did before and tossed my arms around him. What? How? I couldn't speak anymore because I started crying with joy. My dad was, of course, also very happy. I will explain everything when we get home, but first, he didn't finish his sentence, because Dar and Jay came running past. Dad, let's go home, I exclaimed. When we got home, I started asking my dad about thousands of questions. Calm down. How about I just tell you the story of my disappearance? So, don't get mad, okay? But all these years, I've still been living in this village. Wait, but why did you... Let me finish. I had to do it because after all those people disappearing, I just had to go look for them without being disturbed. So you pretended dying just to go look for some random people? I know it'll be hard to understand, Will, but let's keep the questions for the end, okay? See, for disguise, I used glasses, a hat, and some other accessories. I also changed my name. Okay, now let's hear your questions. Did anybody know that you were, well, you? No, nobody knew. Now let's go to bed. Oh, come on. The next day, my dad and I were watching the news and... Oh, no. Uncle Monty escaped from jail. My dad and I exchanged looks, and then he asked me, do you want to help me catch him? Really? You want me to help you look for Uncle? So, we start tomorrow, okay? Okay. And the next morning, my dad got into his police uniform, and he gave me a smaller one. It was so cool. We started asking some people if they saw him, but nobody did. Then, I had an idea. What if we go look in the old house where I found the money? He agreed. So we took our bites and started on the way to the house. When we got there, we saw footprints. Maybe Uncle Monty's ones, I exclaimed. Probably, my dad agreed. I felt like a real detective. Let's have a look in the house, my dad suggested. When we got inside, I realized something changed, but I couldn't figure out what. I have a bad feeling about this, I said. We tiptoed up the stairs and entered the room where I found the money, and there we saw him. He was staring out a window. My dad slowly pulled out his gun. He didn't see us yet, I whispered. Hands in the air! What? Uncle Monty jumped up. How did you find me? Well, we thought it was a good place for you to hide, and we were right. Come with us, my dad screamed. I won't be able to escape anyway, so I might as well come. When we got back to the police station, we put Uncle Monty back in jail. I didn't count, but I think they put about 10 locks on his door. My dad and I went back home. Dad? Yeah? I missed you.